He was in Santana. He was in Journey. You know him most because he sang Black Magic Woman for Santana. And you may not know that that is not a Santana song. It was actually a Fleetwood Mac song, an old Fleetwood Mac song written by Peter Green. Here's Greg.
Black Magic Woman is one of my favorite songs. In fact, to this day, to sing that song, a lot of guys get tired of doing the same material. I just never tire of it. I picked that song out for the band to do, and it took me a while to convince everyone of it, and it became what it did. I've always liked it. I got it off of Fleetwood Mac, who was turned on to me by Mike Shreve. And once Carlos got into what he would do with it, we decided to do it.
Mike Shreve was Santana's drummer. If you saw the movie Woodstock, he's that very young, I think he was 17, red-haired guy behind the drum kit. Brian May, relaxing at home. Let's call it relaxing. He had a heart attack. He is seeing what's going on in the world today. Didn't comment at first, but he's got a message for us about not ignoring our past.
However much we may hate the past or dislike it or be ashamed of it, it's not changeable. And it's essential, it's vital that we don't try to change it or sweep anything under the carpet, because with all its atrocities and evil deeds and mistakes, it has to be preserved intact and in truth. Otherwise, our children and our children's children will have no idea what we were trying to do in 2020.
Why?
It's vital that we know these things, or humanity will never learn these lessons. Imagine trying to pretend that the Holocaust never existed, or that all the appalling acts of torture and betrayal that the human race has committed, imagine if all that was covered up or changed in some way and we were no longer telling the truth. There would be no way of learning, no way of us improving ourselves.
So let's talk to change the future.
We should sit down and talk, and let's talk with compassion and understanding, and even with a sense of humor. It all has to be there, otherwise we will make terrible mistakes and make this into the next bloody mess. I think we have to go slowly and carefully and try to understand each other's point of view, and above all, do not let us suppress free speech. Once free speech is suppressed, that's how totalitarian states are born, and I don't think that's the route we want to walk down.